Boots this morning, another Panthers legend, Ryan Girdler, joins us. G'day, Girds.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you.
Good.
Now, Penrith, let's have a chat about the Panthers. Dallin Watene-Zalesniak's been granted permission by the Panthers to look for another club. What on earth is going on?
Yeah, the puzzles continue to unfold out there at Penrith, don't they? I mean, he was a guy that represented his country and captained his country at the back end of last season. And rumour has it that he wanted to play fullback, and he came into the side and he's played a lot on the wing in the past.
He's cracked it.
And he's unhappy out there, and they gave him an opportunity to play a little bit of fullback and a little bit of centre so far this year. But his mind, you know, seems to be on something else, and hasn't been playing well, and basically wants out of the joint, and just goes to show where they are at the moment. The Panthers are worried, I think, more so about themselves than the club, and the places are just a mess.
They are cellar dwellers, and I reckon they're going to remain there.
Yeah, it's a real shame, Gertz, because everyone was thinking, you know, they're a top four side with all the juniors and so forth, and a change of coach and so forth. It's a real shame for you, big fella. But tonight you play a game at Bankwest Arena against Parramatta. Opportunity to turn it around, but everyone has the Eels as big favourites.
Yeah, it'd be tough to beat undefeated out there at Bankwest, Gussie. And look, to all the fans, the Panthers fans out there, you know, any clubs not doing so well at the moment, but just for the experience, get along and check that one out, because it's an amazing facility. And the result, I'm with you, I don't think it'll go our way, but it's certainly worth going and checking out the stadium. So I'm on the Eels there.
Another huge game is this Sunday at 4 p.m, Gerds. Dragons versus the Sharks. It's the Southern Derby at Wynn Stadium. Who do you reckon will win?
Tough one, this one. The Dragons lost their last four. They made a few changes, but the bloody wingers and fullbacks always get dropped when the side's struggling.
Yeah,
none of the forwards, which is a little bit of a strange one. But Sharks might have Matty Moylan back. He's been out now for about 6 weeks, but he's been named in the squad and shown a little bit of form with a roster that's been injured and whatnot. But I just think the Sharks down there, the Dragons down there at Wynn Stadium, just the home ground might just be enough advantage to get them home.
Okay, good. The Prime Minister's team.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully he has a big night if they get a win. You know, it's Dean McDonald's. I see you picking the Eels tonight, Gerds. The Dragons on Sunday. Can you give us the rest of your tips for round 11, please?
Yeah, well, there's the Eagles and the Titans at Lotto Land. I like the Eagles in that one. They've been in great form at the moment. Knights versus the Roosters. I think this might be the match of the round, but I like the Roosters up there. Gussie, your boys just too strong at the moment.
Thanks, Kurtz.
Raiders versus the Cowboys at GIO Stadium. I like the Raiders in that one. They should get home. The Warriors versus the Broncos at Mount Smart. I like the Broncos over there after last week's win. And just a club at the moment. They look like they're on the rise. Rabbitohs versus the Tigers at ANZ. I like the Bunnies. Yeah. And on Sunday at 2 p.m, you've got the Bulldogs versus the Storm at Belmore. And the Storm, I think, in that one.
Great to have a game at Belmore, though, isn't it, mate? Great to go back to the 80s.
Yeah, they'll get a big crowd there, and they had a decent little win last week, the Doggies, so hopefully they can. And look, to be honest, Gussie, last time they played the Storm, they rattled their cage a little bit, so they're not without hope in that one either.
You got exactly right, Gertz. Thanks so much for joining us.